Late 100.5 WRCH Dexy's Midnight Runners. It's coming, Eileen, at Late 100.5 WRCH. 827, Alan, Mike, and Mary got your local scoop for you.
That is right. Brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank, and we have the pleasure of having the hosts of CT Live on NBC Connecticut in studio
Hi.
With us.
Hi.
It's Taylor Kinsler and Jimmy Marlowe.
Hi.
I love
Good
the
morning.
Show.
Mary caught on to your show so much earlier than I did. She's been a fan for a while now.
Oh, my gosh, we love you.
I have to tell you that one of my favorite segments is, Taylor, you weren't in this one, when they went on Main Street in Middletown and they did all the restaurants on Main Street in Middletown. Wow.
Crust and O'Rourke's.
I was jealous.
Yeah, we've been able to do some really cool food tours because we are big foodies.
Yeah.
I can't tell
and
if you don't watch the show.
I don't understand because food is our mantra, too. And look at the difference between the three of us and the two of you.
Well, that's where Taylor Tones Up comes in. Taylor's been hitting the gym really, really
Apparently.
Hard the last few weeks, knocking the pounds down. But more than anything, with all the food, I don't know how she has been able to stick to the diet.
Yeah.
She has not cheated, and I can verify that.
We went to an Irish pub yesterday, and everybody ate, like, fish and chips, like, corned beef hash around me, and I was sitting in the corner. Are just like crying.
I look over
bit.
My shoulder. Taylor just looks so distraught, so stressed. But yeah, we definitely make our rounds with the food. We don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
No. Mm-hmm. But you guys have a fun show. I mean, I saw you over at West Farms for Valentine's Day doing crafts, making things for your kids and that kind of stuff. You do the foodie stuff. You do events, all the different kind of like things to see CT tourism wise around the state. What's been your favorite so far?
CT tourism wise, I'm probably going to have to go with one of the first places we went on the Connecticut wine tour. Everybody should check it out.
That's
Govea Vineyards.
Oh, yes.
Check that place out.
100 miles up there.
Yes, exactly.
Gorgeous.
Like, the wine is awesome, but standing from the top of the hill where that place is, you can literally just see, like, the next six towns. Very calm, very serene. Of course, the vineyards are out there. You feel like you're in Napa Valley, kind of, sort of.
And for
Beautiful
Taylor?
I would say Farmington River Tubing. We did that over
there. Oh, that's fun.
We strapped a GoPro to our tube and went all the way down.
That is fun unless you go on a shallow river.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so we did not. That, which is good, but
I did it on a shallow river day, and I don't float well. Little back scraping.
Now, where are you guys from?
I'm from Massachusetts originally.
Okay.
I'm born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida.
Nice. So this is a little different for you, this weather.
Well, I was in Albany, New York for 3 years, so that definitely broke me in.
This is better than Albany.
Definitely broke me in. On any given day, it's like 14, 15 degrees warmer here than it is there, so it's beautiful.
I was reading up on Jimmy a little bit. He's skydived.
Yeah, I saw that.
He jumped out of a good airplane on purpose.
Well, it was on the way to the mechanic when I jumped out of it. Honestly, it was, but it was a good plane. It was a good plane. But no, I actually got to do that for a story, so it was a lot of fun. Scratched that one off my bucket list really early in life.
Wow. You gotta hit, like, see if we can do that on CT Live.
Yeah. Or the Adventure Park at Stores, do some zip lining.
Yeah.
I think that's on our list.
Is it on your list?
I think it is, yes.
Nice. What a fun job.
Out there.
Yeah, it's really hard work some days, you know, eating, going on adventures.
Yeah.
Life could be worse.
It could be, but I feel like it's such a fun job because we're encouraged to have fun.
Yep.
We're encouraged to be ourselves, and this is a unique scenario because Connecticut is the entire market versus places where we've been where it's just Albany or Rochester or that one city that you have to choose from. We have the entire state at our disposal. So to be able to go and find all of those things, and we've got people telling us, hey, I'm from Connecticut, and I didn't know this was here.
I have to tell I've never been on the Farmington River, and I've lived in Connecticut my whole life.
So we get to have fun, but we get to be purposeful, and we get to create content that people enjoy. So it's all the way around. It's just a beautiful job.
And you guys hear that we just did our segment, Tell Me Something Good About Connecticut. We're constantly finding new things to explore and find. So you guys really have adventures set out for you.
Well, that's the best part. I think what this show does is it makes people smile and forget about maybe some of the bad things that are going on in the world. And so obviously, you know, we may not be from here, but we're able to experience it and give you a different opinion on something that you may have done before. So so we try to do that and bring in the community and make you laugh.
And I have to tell you, that's exactly how I felt. I was like, wow, what a fun show. Like, I was really engaged and I was loving every minute of it. And then I was like, ooh, I'm going to try that restaurant in Middletown, too.
Oh, yeah. That is our
third. So it's on weekdays at 11:30 a.m.
Yes, sir.
And we're doing a great promotion with you guys in NBC Connecticut with The Voice. We're very excited that John Legend has joined the cast. And we understand that you might have gotten a sneak peek of an upcoming episode or two. So tell us what...
Ooh,
no, this is not the case. I heard from your boss that you guys... got a sneak peek and they didn't
He's
let
like,
you see
I'm
it.
I'm not telling you.
Hopefully we will soon.
Well, I will say that it's going to be a great season.
Okay.
John Legend is a great coach. He's very talented. I think he's going to bring a lot to the show.
I don't know. Blake is a tough guy and Adam, too. Those are guys.
We did get the chance to speak with Kelly Clarkson.
And love
her. She's got a new talk show coming up very soon, but she's been in The Voice for a while now.
Yeah.
She had
yeah.
a very successful season,
That's
so
right.
it'll be
she did.
Interesting to see.
And
she
win in her first season?
She did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Major then, star power drive in that show still.
Absolutely.
Still.
Well, coming up in about 15 minutes, we have our Voice contest where we give away $400 cash. And all this week, you can go at WRCH.com, click on contest for a trip to L.A. for a taping of The Voice.
Mm-mm. Pretty neat.
So nice
Excellent.
To meet you guys.
Well, thank you guys very much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Hopefully we'll be back soon.
And we've got John Legend's new song, by the way. We're going to play that coming up here.
Beautiful.
So stay close.
Make your day.